Several years ago now, we talked to you when you were chairing the Senate Intelligence Committee. And here we are 2 days since the announcement of the killing of Osama bin Laden. And were you aware that any of this was going to happen?
I was not, but it was a brilliant example of intelligence, military cooperation, and the new military's ability to put together a very complicated mission and carry it out flawlessly.
Now, apparently this has been in the works since last fall, September or October, and so they've had it carefully planned. Are you surprised at all, or are you expecting there to be something that will come out about the how the Pakistanis claimed not to know that he was there?
It's hard to believe that something as visible as a million-dollar compound located next door to the west point of Pakistan could have gone unnoticed, but we'll learn more about what the Pakistanis have to say. There's already been a tense relationship between our two countries. We both recognize how important we are to each other, and I hope that this doesn't further deteriorate our ability to work together on our common cause of eliminating al-Qaeda.
What do you think will happen with those who have been his followers? Are you expecting some serious ramifications as a result of the killing of Osama bin Laden in the very near future?
Well, I think some of the changes that you might anticipate would be one, that there will be a new supreme leader of al-Qaeda. Over the last decade or more, we've killed several hundred of the middle management and some of the upper echelons of al-Qaeda, and in each instance, there has been a well-prepared successor who has stepped almost seamlessly into that new responsibility. Second, I think we'll continue to see al-Qaeda interested in developing greater military capability since the time that they were in Afghanistan. They've been working on biological and nuclear weapons. I anticipate that's going to continue. Finally, bin Laden had a theory that he would not attack the United States or our interests abroad unless he was sure that he could do it at a larger scale than any previous attack. And in the intervening 10 years, there has not been such a possibility to exceed 9/11. Whether the new leadership will follow that or whether they'll be dropped down and be willing to carry out significant but less than 9/11 scale operations will be one of the major questions that'll be answered in the next few months.
How secure do you think our country is right now?
Well, I think that this current incident is very reassuring as to our ability to operate around the world. It's apparently basically the same unit that did this operation also did the hostage rescue from the Somalian pirates a few months ago. In terms of our overall level of security, I would have said a week ago that while we had improved substantially, our adversaries, particularly al-Qaeda, have improved even more, so our margin of safety has been reduced. I think now with the loss of their psychological, symbolic, and intellectual leader, whether this will substantially degrade al-Qaeda's capability and thus give us some legitimate reason to feel as if we're less vulnerable, again, is something we'll know in the next few months.
As all of this has unfolded, of course, people went to the streets around the White House as well as at Ground Zero, and there have been comments that it was a very young crowd of people. Although, you know, a lot of jubilation, there's still a lot of hurt, and I'm not sure, do you think that the death of Osama bin Laden really can replace that pain that so many people went through on 9/11?
I think for many people, this will bring closure to what has been a very sad decade in American history. This man who apparently was the principal plotter behind the most serious attack against our country since the War of 1812 is now dead. We will see what follows after him.
How do you think it will change the military operation in Afghanistan and whether or not our troops will be coming home sooner than later?
I think it increases the likelihood that there'll be a significant drawdown in Afghanistan earlier than had prior to this death been thought. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw our military operation begin to shift from being a geographic one where we wanted to take and hold territory, particularly in Afghanistan, and become more directed specifically against the terrorist targets, which are not just in Afghanistan and Pakistan, but also increasingly in places like Yemen and Somalia.
Do you think the president did the right thing with burying his body at sea, or basically giving him a sea burial? And do you think footage should be shown to the American public to show his body?
Well, I'm certain that the decision as to how to dispose of the body was one that was arrived at after a great deal of thought and consultation. And I would respect the judgment of the people who carried out this very successful mission, to have also made the same good judgments as to how to dispose of the body in a way that would have the least consequences of his being seen as some form of a martyr.
That's definitely a comment that we've heard. Do you think the American public should get to see any of the video footage that actually shows his body?
Since very few people, and certainly including excluding myself, know what the video is, I would again defer to the judgment of people who I think have demonstrated that their judgment is very solid and deserving of respect.
For you, since you served as you did on the Senate Intelligence Committee, is there a great sense of closure to you?
Yes. I was chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee on 9/11 and experienced the run-up to the Iraq War. I think this has been a priority goal. While Al-Qaeda lives, the death of bin Laden is going to be a major event in the history of that organization, and at least for a period of time will probably cause some lessening of its capability.